Alright, welcome to Third Space. I'm Kevin Weir, and there are 80 kilometer per hour winds going on right now.
And I'm Jeremy Berkeley, here on the other side of the storm. Hail is starting to fall from the sky. It's as large as my fist, Kevin.
The rain has now been going sideways for about 3 hours now, and I'm even going to say it's starting to go upwards.
I saw a farmer try to make a cow take flight and recreate the scene from Twister, Kevin.
I think I might have seen that. He might have succeeded, and he is now riding... Yeah, he is riding the cow in the sky.
All right, well, let's move on to the podcast.
Let's move on to the podcast, Jeremy. Let's go.
Kevin.
Shit, it is the afternoon.
It's warm in here.
It is warm.
And we didn't grab water before we started recording, so we're doing this dry.
Welcome to a dry episode of the Third Space.
It's very British. That's what we're going for.
Like a British man in the desert, this is going to be dry. Like if you take Monty Python and make him do a show in Cairo.
Didn't they do that?
I mean, maybe.
I feel like they
Monty Python was very popular.
They went on tour.
Yeah. Maybe they went down through Cairo. Man, what a dry day that was.
I mean, they probably had lots of water on.
Nah, just pounding back salt.
Whoa. I said dry day, not salty.
Well, hey, salt makes you dry. Just shoot back some salt.
That's not true. Salt does not make you dry.
I mean, it takes the water in, so it dries you out, doesn't it?
Well, do we want to have a conversation about diffusion and osmosis?
Yes.
Okay, well... So, with osmosis,
yeah,
the liquid can go through the membrane of your cells.
Yeah.
But it will only go through the cells if the content of water is less concentrated in there.
Yeah, yeah. An area of high concentration to low concentration.
Exactly, which is diffusion.
Yes.
Right? So, what salt can do
is
it can lower the diffusion of the liquid that you're ingesting.
Okay.
Right, so it can make it difficult for your body to absorb the moisture, but it doesn't like take it from your body.
Mostly, what I know is that if you drink salt water, you'll get dehydrated.
Yeah, because your body doesn't absorb the water that you're drinking.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it just goes straight through you.
Well, it does a couple other things,
like just a full cycle as you're drinking,
like a slide. It just
just a slide
shoots out your butt.
If you just keep on drinking salt water, there'll be a never stopping
not even your pee
flow.
Not even your pee hole, your butt.
No, it comes out your butt.
It's butt, and then you get a salty sphincter, and it's uncomfortable.
Your kidneys are like, I don't want none of this. Put it out the butthole.
Get out of here.
Get it out the butthole.
Get out of here.
You salt water. We don't like your kind around here.
Okay, the next time anybody who's listening to this goes to a public washroom,
just sit down at the toilet and say,
get out of here.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Get out of here, you poop.
And then if somebody gets upset, you'll be like, hey, I'm pooping here.
Why do we want to turn everybody into an obnoxious New Yorker in the bathroom?
I feel like... One, it's a good story for everybody that is around that this is happening to. They're like, what is happening right now? And two, for the person that's doing it, you're part of the funniest joke.
I just like the guy being like, hey, get out of here. Yes, now everyone will be so much happy. I have made the world a brighter place.
Hey, what are
full
you?
Full of more stories.
What are you doing here?
I'm pooping here. They're going to love this. I'm doing this for them. Together we can make a greater world.
Don't poop selfishly is the moral of this story.
All the world. Thank you for listening to the Third Space.
I think I might be feeling goofy today, Kevin. I had a good goof before we started,
well,
too.
All the world needs is some goofs.
Some goofs.
Some bits.
Just some bits for your butts.
Just some bits and goofs for your butts.
For your
butts. Heads.
Yeah.
This is the Third Space, and we're helping the world.
Yeah,
become a better
sure.
place.
Yep.
With bits and butts
with
and
bits and butts and boots
and bites and balls.
I guess balls can be in there.
Balls
is a funny word.
It is a funny word.
It's a funny word.
Yeah.
All
right. Hey, do you want to do a show, Jeremy?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, we can probably do
a show.
Yeah. Hey, do you want to tell everyone what our topic is today? What we're going to be talking about on this.
Right.
Time,
so, well, we're going to start out. We're not sure how long if this is going to be a full episode.
We'll combine them.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to sort of tackle two separate things that occupy the same space.
Yeah.
And that is if you play, for instance, a Telltale game.
Yes.
And you make a decision, you'll get a little prompt on the screen being like, character will remember that.
Yeah. Does it ever say anything?
Like, if I came in one day and I was like, Kevin, you're shit and I hate your shit, then I would get a notification that said, Kevin will remember that.
It's not very clear how I will remember it.
No, but you will, and it'll come into play at some point.
I'll be like, hey, remember when you said I was a shit? Well, yeah. You're a shit.
No!
It came back on me!
So that's going to be the first part.
Yeah.
And the second part is actually taking from Dating Sims.
Yeah.
Which is that there is a bar that basically tells you how that person is reacting to everything you're doing and whether or not they like it.
You also kind of get it in The Sims.
Yeah, in The Sims.
Yeah.
You also kind of get it in, like, BioWare games with approval systems.
Yeah. A little thing pops up that says, like, plus heart.
Yes. But
minus frowny face.
Minus frowny face.
Which, strange enough, does not mean they get less mad. It means they get more mad. It's just doubling in that this is a negative.
Yeah.
And they don't like
this
it.
This is a double negative, but they don't cancel each other out.
No.
It's just doubly negative.
Minus frowny face.
Minus.
Means I don't like you.
Yeah.
But I still
I just realized how silly that actually
is. It's pretty bad. Yeah. I mean, there's also like plus heart or plus. I mean, the plus one.
Yeah, but double positives don't cancel each other out.
No, they don't seem to. Because if you say plus heart, you're like, oh, I get a heart.
Yeah. Negative sadness. Oh, sweet. That means I'm happier. Wrong.
That means you're sadder.
So, yeah, that's our topic for
negative sadness is also the name of my emo band.
Negative sadness?
Yeah.
But wouldn't that be a double negative?
No, we go by the dating sim rule.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
We're a dating sim cover band?
Ooh.
You know what?
I would totally listen to a nerd band that made songs based off of dating sims.
Yeah. You know, a lot of stuff about
yeah.
A lot of Japanese games.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. It's gotten a lot more widespread.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's Hatoful Boyfriend, which is the pigeon dating sim.
I mean, but Hatoful Boyfriend, as someone who has played it to fruition.
Yeah.
It's
so,
kind
to
of
sweet, sweet pigeon boning, I'm assuming?
No. A lot of them. There's a secret dark ending that's about, like, the collapse of society. And the important thing to keep in mind is that Hatoful Boyfriend's in a post-apocalyptic world.
Okay.
Yeah. And also you live in a cave. The point of like Hatoful Boyfriend, someone who's played it, it's kind of like a parody on the
thing. But it's that gameplay style.
Yeah.
Right.
But I mean, there's also like Dream Daddy, which is a straight up, like it is a dating sim.
Well, also, like I said, there in other video games, dating sim systems have started appearing.
Yeah. Yeah. BioWare is essentially made like,
BioWare makes kissing games.
Yeah, BioWare makes kissing games. Like, yeah, and, you know, you want to do that combat, you want to save the world and all those things with the galaxy. But also, you can kiss some aliens.
Or
elves. Yeah.
Or that giant horn dude.
Kunari.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can kiss them. Can't kiss dwarfs, though.
Nope.
No.
They're too short.
No, you can't. I think you can be a dwarf and
kiss someone. You can be a dwarf and kiss somebody.
Man, the amount of programming that they would have to go in to make sure. Man, that's why they always, like, kiss lying down.
Yeah.
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 That's probably it.
That's probably why they kiss
lying
down.
That's probably why they kiss lying down, so they don't have to do a bunch of weird animations.
And now they bend over like some sort of monster. Here I come.
They shriek down with open mouths like terrifying pterodactyls. Smooch, 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 smooch.
Oh, kissodactyls.
Oh, kissodactyl. The worst kind of apocalypse.
All right, so we have a system that works like the Telltale games.
Yeah, now, we're starting there.
I haven't played too many of the Telltale games, but I've watched, you know, a bunch of them because
yeah.
You can sort of do that. So you get things that pop up like this person will remember that.
Yeah.
What other things do you get that sort of
pop up? Well, basically those only come up when you're making some sort of important decision, right? If you're just talking to somebody, it's not going to really pop up.
Yeah.
But the other things that happen in that game aren't really related to the system.
But of, no, I thought there were other things that pop up that aren't just this person will remember that. I thought there were other like pop-ups.
It depends on the game.
Yeah.
But the will remember that is consistent through all Telltale games.
Yeah, it lets you know that you made a choice.
You made a choice that's going to affect the outcome.
Yes.
Or at least affect this character in some way. But no, like in the Borderlands Telltale game,
yeah,
there's a certain point where you call down a robot to help you,
yeah,
and then you can decide what it's equipped with,
yeah,
and so like that's a system that is similar and affects gameplay and the story.
But that's something that you can do in real life. And, yeah. I mean, not call down a robot, but you can order a phone and choose what it.
You can go on your phone and order food.
Yeah, you can do that. Choose what your food is equipped with. A minigun. Interesting. I'm going to have the chicken chow mein with minigun size.
By the way, anyone that hasn't should equip the like bulldozer and grenades because it's hilarious.
okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Basically, the main system is the they will remember.
So we just want to focus on that this is a world where they will remember this pops up.
Yeah, but only when you do something significant. Like, only when you do something that's going to affect their perception of you or the outcome of the current story or or is going to change their opinion on something.
Yeah, all right.
Like, that's how you know you win a debate because that pops up.
Can everyone else
Bernie
see
it? Sanders will remember this.
Can everyone else see this or can just you
if
see
they're
it?
In the situation, then yes, but you can't see it for yourself.
So if you're, like, watching a debate.
Yeah.
You could see something that pops up that says, like, Hillary Clinton will remember this.
Yeah.
Because you're involved
Which,
in
by
it.
The way, during the like, Trump-Clinton debate would have popped up all the fucking time.
In fact, everybody thinks, like, it's just constantly.
You just wouldn't be able to see anything.
I like the idea when you're watching it, it's just like, this will remember this, we'll remember this, we'll remember this, we'll remember this.
Yeah.
And then, like, over Trump, it's like nothing.
Well,
he doesn't seem to remember much.
He would definitely know. It would be she would say something like, "He's not paying attention," and it'd be like Donald Trump will remember this.
Oh, that one he does.
Yeah, or it'll be like every single time Donald's not winning, he thinks it's rigged against him. Donald Trump will remember this.
Remember to say this later.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that's on like a grand scale.
Yeah.
But on like a little bit, not right down to person yet.
No,
but
no.
Just down to, like, you know...
groups of people?
Groups of people. Or, like business. I mean, if you're in a business...
I think if you're a coach, it's very helpful. Because when you're speaking, you don't know if you're getting through to them. Unless it's, like, player name will remember this.
Chad will remember this. Tony will remember this. Jacob will remember this. Hey, Richard? You're not paying attention. No, you're just not reaching
Oh,
me.
Man, I guess that means teachers also know if they're doing a good job or not.
Hopefully it always pops up.
Well, I mean, that you can't have a lesson per minute rate. Like, you can't. Also, things click at different times for people, right? So,
so you're just, like, at home reading a book, and all of a sudden something pops up and says, like, Chip will remember this. And you're like, oh, good for you.
Good for you, Chip.
Good for you, Chip. You've been struggling.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
You got it.
You got it. I mean, either that or he has decided that he's going to kill you.
No. That's the thing. You don't know the context.
You don't know.
You don't know the context.
All it says is that they
You don't know the
this.
Context of what they're getting. You only know that they got something from that.
That's a weird thing for that game to, like, put into their game.
Yeah.
Because you could have just, like, left it out, and I would have assumed they remembered everything.
Well, here's the thing, though. By putting it in there, it makes it seem like you have more influence over the story than you actually do, right?
Well, I mean, that's the option. Like either putting it in makes you feel like more influence. I think taking it out makes you seem like you have more influence because you can't see the moment where it breaks.
I think that makes sense for someone like you or myself who's playing a game and you're like, oh, okay, that's there to let me know that that was an important decision.
Yeah.
And we can sort of look at it from a meta angle and objectively and through game design. But I think for the average person who's playing, they're just excited to see the world react to them in an active way.
It noticed me.
Senpai?
The thing that I see, because I know that they end and they say, like,
what different people chose.
Yeah, like you were like 56% of people chose the same thing that you did.
Yeah.
Or 32% people chose the same thing that you
There's
did.
Also a couple where it's like 90% of people chose this. And I'm like, no shit, because if you choose the other one, you're just an evil bastard.
It's, I mean, it's true. I think those things get skewed out, though, in the end because people can go back and make other choices.
Oh, yeah.
So in the end, it's always going to end up being about 50-50.
No. Because even if it's a really good game,
yeah.
People don't replay them that much.
I guess it depends how many choices there are. Yeah.
Right? And also, a lot of times, if people are satisfied with their playthrough, they won't go back.
Yeah, they're done.
They might be curious about one thing. They might replay that one chapter, but they probably won't replay the whole game.
Yeah. I find that like when I'm playing games of this that have the moral choices, there are certain kinds, there's certain like moral choices in games that I'm just like, I can't do the bad choice. I just.
Yeah.
Like, because the good choice is like.
Can I tell you about the most horrifying thing I've ever heard somebody choosing?
Sure.
So, one of my friends.
Yeah.
She was playing the original Mass Effect.
Yeah.
And they were still working out kinks out of dialogue systems. Yeah. They're still working out kinks to this very day. But she accidentally started romancing Caden.
Oh, no. The most horrifying thing ever.
No. Here's the thing. She started accidentally romancing Caden. And instead of just being like, actually, I'm not into this. Yeah. Or romancing somebody else and waiting for the conflict to come up. And yeah. being like, yeah, I'm not into you. She left him on the planet to die.
So she did that.
She was like, this is awkward. You can just stay here and die.
I did that because I was romancing Ashley. But I like the idea that they're like, I don't want to break up with you.
I'll just let you die.
How about you sacrifice yourself instead of Ashley?
That, like, the moral complications of that are horrifying to me.
Well, I'm just thinking of, like, you play certain games that have the moral choices and they're like all right, on one hand, you can... Like, there's a child being bullied. Do you do nothing or do you punch the child in the face? I'm like, why would anyone just do, like, even an evil person?
Yeah.
The choice is between do nothing and punch a child in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It should be.
This child will remember this.
Oh, there's a bus full of nuns running towards that fire and their truck is out of control. Or there's a baby being attacked by wild dogs. Which do you save?
Yeah, like
that's an actual moral quandary.
The problem is that usually when they have the moral quandaries, it's good and evil.
Yeah,
it's not, which is weird. In like,
it's not bad and bad.
where it's like,
here's two types of bad. Yeah, which
where
do you choose?
Your morals lie?
Yeah,
I remember Infamous tries to do that because they're big things in morality system.
Yeah,
but their morality are on like two huge swingy things.
Yeah,
where like
have you ever tried to play the middle line on one of those games?
It's just dumb. It's dumb. You never made the work.
You feel like a bipolar maniac.
Yeah. You have to play Infamous twice, good and bad, because they lock powers behind. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
But in the first game, there's a point where it's like supply crates have just been dropped in your area, and you have a choice. Do you take it all for yourself, or do you give it all to anyone else? I'm like, can't you just like... take some for yourself and give the rest away?
Can I take, like, enough for a couple days?
I love how the options are be altruistic or be a total asshole.
Yep.
There's no in between.
You can't be sort of an asshole.
Yeah. There's one part where there's, like, there's the old thing where it's, like, okay, there's one person hanging off a building, but you have an attachment to them. Then there's five people hanging off a building, and they're all, like, doctors.
Yeah.
And it's, like, what do you choose? And they put like, all right, choosing the one person you know is an evil choice.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's not the altruistic choice.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not the self-sacrificing choice.
It's this... Yeah, so it's a funny thing where they just, like... when they try to take moral systems and do, like, good and evil, they always have to do them super swingy. There's no...
Yeah.
Like, in-between
actions. Well, there's a bunch of games that try to do more gray choices.
Yeah.
And more choices that are just, okay, well, what choice do you make in this situation?
Yeah.
It's just, it's harder to do.
There's, I feel like, so Fable 3, which is not a great game, but
nope.
It is kind of fun to play for, like,
a while. A bit.
it's very much prototype in the way that, like, you're just an overpowered monster killing everything.
Yeah.
But it has a good evil and moral and corrupt,
mm-hmm.
where like you can be evil but moral,
yeah,
and you can be good but corrupt,
yep,
and you can be fall anywhere along those lines, which I'm like that. I mean, it's the D&D,
it's the morality and axis.
Yeah.
Anyways,
back to
back to our actual topic.
Yeah.
I think this changes a couple things. Well, if it's been around forever, which we usually assume,
yeah,
that it's been around forever, I think people literally don't react to it at all.
Yeah.
But at the same time, certain situations that are, I feel, shared experiences between every human being become a little different.
Yeah.
For instance, when you're sitting on the couch and you're like, hey, are you upset? And the person's like, no, I'm fine. And you're like, okay, because you seem upset. They're like, no, I'm good. You sure nothing's wrong? Yeah, I'm fine. You'd be like, Jeremy will remember this. Like, you know when someone is not satisfied with your answer.
Well,
right?
In a way, but the broadness of this person will remember this.
Yeah.
Is so, like, it's the sort of thing that if that pops up, if you're in a conversation with someone and you say something innocuous and you're... And then all of a sudden, like, something pops up. Like if you're, like, you're talking and you're like, hey, what do you want to go out for dinner? I don't know. We could go – let's go out to Boston Pizza. And then something pops up that says, Jeremy will remember this?
I do hate Boston Pizza.
What does – does he really appreciate the fact that
– No, fine. Let's just go to Boston Pizza.
Is he – like, what does this mean? And does that mean you unpack that? And you're like, hang on a second. What do you mean you'll remember this? Like, oh – I didn't even realize that happened.
You don't. You never know when it's happening.
So, like there's no...
You don't see it for yourself.
Okay, so yeah, when something like that pops up, do you approach them or do you be like, I had to figure this out?
I feel like that's just a different personality.
If you get in a fight with someone and then it pops up and says this person will remember this, you're like, oh man, this isn't over.
It's not.
This fight needs to continue. Are they going to come and stab me now? What's going to happen?
Maybe they just know not to fuck with you.
Yeah, maybe you actually did win, and it's just, like, you can't tell.
You don't know.
It's going to make any...
But it's also, there'll be things, because you're aware of other people's, but they're not aware of themselves, so it could be, like, someone checking you out mad from across the room, and you, like, walk across and they check out your butt, and all of a sudden you see, like, Joanne will remember this, and you're like, what the fuck, Joanne? What is going on? What did I do?
Damn it. This world's confusing now. So you know...
Like, it simultaneously gives you more information, but creates more questions.
Well, it's going to make people... It's this whole thing that, like, when people get a little bit of information, they get crazy.
Yeah.
Because a little bit of information and not whole information screws you up.
Yeah, well, it's just a little, question mark.
It's going to be a planet full of people just constantly suffering from anxiety.
Or... A planet full of private investigators.
It's true. You have a lot more private investigators.
Yeah.
He will remember this popped up while I was talking to him. Can you go find out what that means? And the private investigators go out and remember. And all he ever has is he will remember this because he remembers everything.
He remembers everything.
A private investigator always remembers everything. Just it walks around with it over their head. Or remember this. Well,
the thing is, it doesn't pop up above people's heads. It pops up in, like, the top corner of your line of vision.
Okay.
So if it's the same as a Telltale game.
Okay, so you can sort of look around. But you can never quite focus exactly on it. It's one of those things.
Yeah.
You know, like a floaty goop in your eye.
Yeah.
I know we're talking about Telltale, but there's also Until Dawn has this thing that when you make a choice in the game, which sometimes is talking with people.
Yeah.
Just a butterfly appears to let you know that that's going to have an effect. And that's even, like, more...
That's more vague.
More vague.
That's even more vague.
I mean, to be fair, in that game, everything ends with death. But, like, I like the idea that you're in this game, you're talking to someone, and you're just like, yeah, you know what? Hey, how about... Let's go see a movie together. Boom. You're like, what? What?
What?
What?
We just changed our fate.
And, like, they both know it happened, and they're like, huh, huh. What do we do? What do we do?
Yeah, the thing is, though, is that if this phenomenon has been going on for a long time, people don't pay attention to it as much.
Well,
right? It's not a surprising thing.
Well, it's not surprising, but it's something that you have to be aware of.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, you have to know that when that sort of thing pops up. I mean, I don't know if the Until Dawn thing is in there as well.
Man, this also makes, like, this makes certain situations heartbreaking.
How so?
Like, Kevin, let's say... We've been dating for a week.
All right.
Right?
That's not long at all.
It's not very long. No. But let's say that I fall fast for people.
Yeah.
And at the end of that week, I go, like, I tell you that I love you.
Yeah.
Right? And if I don't see Kevin will remember that pop up, like, no reaction, not important at all.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So forgettable.
Why are you a heartless bastard, Kevin?
Now, here's the thing. It could pop up.
It could pop up.
And that is my symbol being like, oh, I got to escape from this.
Yeah, but here's
the thing. Falls way too fast.
A reaction is any reaction is something that is good in that situation, okay. Right?
So if
somebody does not care at all.
So it's the idea that the opposite of love is apathy, not hate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. You might not be into me.
Yeah.
Right.
But at least there's passion.
Well, at least you have a reaction about it.
not just like your eyes roll into the back of your head and just fall down.
No, not just like, oh, okay.
Okay, when they're making movies, would those things have to pop up?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Here's the thing. It depends on the type of movie.
Okay.
If you were doing like a psychological thriller or a mystery, they would cut that out.
So there'd just be...
Right? You would just have, like, regular dialogue with people, and that would draw people in, because they'd be like, I don't know what's important to what character. I'll have to pay attention to their words and actions instead.
But would you... But, like, you would have to understand that that's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Or else you'd just be like, oh, none of them care.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
That would always be a question for the director. Be like, did you not include that because... You wanted the audience not to be aware of what was happening? Or does everybody just not give a fuck?
It also depends on your point of view, like the point of view character.
Yeah, yeah.
If the point of, like, if it's a noir, yeah, that thing's popping up
all the time.
Because you're seeing things from the detective's perspective.
Yeah, yeah.
But on, like, an action movie, and you're seeing things from, like, the hero's perspective.
Well, even a movie like Memento.
Yeah.
Right? Or a movie like Catch Me If You Can.
Man, Memento would be weird, because it would happen, yeah. And then later in the movie, they would remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, except for, of course, with...
the main character?
Guy Pearce's character.
Yeah.
Memento Man.
Memento Man.
With the power to not remember, but a strangely good fighting capability.
Yes. Also, I have tattoos.
Also, a bunch of weird, sweet tattoos.
Check out these sweet tattoos.
Memento Man, no. I'm here to save the day. Or am I? Why am I here? Do you want to go have dinner? All right. So, Telltale Games.
I think really it doesn't actually change the world very much.
No, it changes how people...
It changes how people react to certain situations, and it makes certain reactions more obvious.
Yes. But I think that, like, because of how vague it is, I feel like we said this earlier. Like, there'd be more trying to figure things out, because
it's
the idea that you know something happened.
Yeah.
You don't even know if something's wrong. It's the sort of thing that, like, if you're talking to, like, a therapist, it might be like every time I see that pop up, I always just assume something's wrong. I always assume the worst.
Yeah.
And you sort of have to try to break from that pattern.
You can't let that paranoia control your life.
Yeah, that's the sort of mental pattern, though, that we get, like, in this world, whenever anyone's like, hey, can we talk? You're always like, oh, no!
No!
But sometimes, no, they literally just want to talk with you.
Yeah, or they'll be like, hey, can we talk about this? And you'll be like, oh, no, what? And you'll be like, what do you want for McDonald's?
How about fuck you?
Whoa.
I didn't even want this. I didn't even want this, man.
You stressed out and you should have calmed down.
Remember this! I'm talking a middle finger, so no one can see
it. Yeah, nobody. It's an audio format.
It's an audio format.
Yeah, I do think it makes it harder for people to hide when things are happening.
Yeah.
Is the big outcome from
something
this?
Affects you, yeah.
Yeah, so things like keeping a relationship fresh. I think it actually helps. Or when you're not sure if somebody's upset. No, if you think maybe they're upset and that pops up, they're probably upset.
Yeah, yeah. It gives you, give you good hints.
Yeah, it's additional context, yeah. Right?
And if you're talking to someone and it never pops up, you'll know either they're disinterested or they're some sort of sociopath.
Yep.
Hey, do you want to go to commercial?
Sure. All right. This week's episode of The Third Space is brought to you by disposable film cameras.
2017, what do we need disposable film cameras for, Jeremy?
I don't know. Maybe you're going somewhere and you don't want to bring a real camera.
No, maybe you're some sort of secret agent and you don't want anyone to find it.
Maybe you're going to take a bunch of pictures, leave it in somebody's house, have them develop it, and have them discover the true horror of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you can do with disposable film cameras.
Also, they're fun to give to kids.
Also, it's true.
Kids love that shit.
You can give them to kids.
Yeah.
Or have someone learn the true horrors of the world.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, do that.
Or you could take a picture of somebody else's kids and then leave it on their front porch.
Yeah. Yeah, you could be a horrifying monster.
You can be a horrifying monster.
Disposable film cameras. Exclusively for horrifying monsters. So that's the incredibly vague idea of this. Of this will remember this.
Yeah. A person will remember this.
But we can do something that's a little bit more, I guess...
Concrete?
Concrete and simplified.
Yeah. There is a bar that floats by everybody.
I think once you start conversations with them...
A bar pops up.
Like, that's how it happens. Like, yeah. Oh, time to begin conversation. You get locked in, a bar pops up.
Yeah.
Probably not that.
Move till I say goodbye.
Oh, no. And on one end of the bar... Is a heart. Hate. Oh, we went Rob says. On one end of the bar is a heart.
It's a heart.
On the other side is a frowny face.
No, broken heart.
Broken heart?
Yeah.
Is this purely love-based?
No, it's not.
But those are the two ones.
That's dislike and like, I feel like.
Now, some of them do have an in-between, and it goes in both directions.
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
Here's the thing. I think...
That's how The Sims does it, I think.
There has to be you have to have an initial position on the bar.
Okay.
Right? And I think that's actually how you tell if you're attractive, because if the majority of people have, like, they're already up a little bit.
Like, damn, I'm sexy.
I'm sexy, lady or a man.
I can tell by the way your bar moves.
Yeah, check out your bar. It's growing higher when I flex.
There's some innuendo in there about bars and growing.
Yep.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay, so... I might want to introduce other ones, but right now there is that one bar.
There
is the bar of heart to broken heart.
Yes.
And whenever you say...
Here's the thing. You know what? Let's not put symbols on the end. Let's just have one end be, this person likes you.
Okay.
And the other end be like, this person is upset with you.
Okay.
And that just be kind of not explicitly delineated with symbols.
Yeah.
But just a general knowledge thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's sort of thing that, like, they can be all the way like, but it doesn't mean that they, you know, are in a relationship with you.
Yeah.
You have to do an extra side quest to get that done.
No side quests in this world.
Damn
still, still the real world, just a bar that lets people, know people's reaction to you and how they're feeling about you.
No, I like you, but I don't like you in that way.
Yeah.
Your
bar says...
No, the bar is full, which means I like you.
Yeah.
But the more you talk about it, the bar starts going down.
Here's the best part, too. If you are attractive,
yeah.
Then you start talking, and every single time the bar goes down.
I'm so sexy, but I can't hold a conversation.
Turns out I'm really obnoxious.
And I'm boring, because all I talk about is how I'm sexy. Also, I don't talk, I sing.
I'm the most interesting person in the world.
It is some sort of mental complex makes me sing. Please, someone help. I can't stop.
Kill me now. This is my hell.
This is my hell. This is my hell. This is my hell. poor singing man.
Poor singing attractive man.
He would have been a lot better back in our musical world.
He would have. He would have fit in a lot
but
more.
But it's a different world.
Yeah.
Okay, so you start a conversation with someone. A bar pops up. It's already full to a certain amount, or maybe it's all the way down and they just hate you by seeing you.
Well, a lot of the times it's... And the thing is, it's not going to be the same every single time you talk to a person because people are in different moods.
Yeah, so is it.
Right?
You walk up someone who used to have a full bar, just all the way down. You're like, oh, maybe I'll just step back for this one right now.
Or maybe you're like... Hey, what's wrong?
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
What's going on?
And they'll be like, you sent me to an ice cream stand, and they served me dog shit.
Wait, what?
They served me dog shit, Kevin.
How did that... I don't understand. Wait, what?
You did this on purpose.
I didn't even know that was a thing that... What?
They always give me vanilla. Did you order chocolate?
I ordered dog shit.
And they gave it to you. Seems like a pretty good ice cream stand to me.
It was on the menu. I thought it was a joke. It wasn't a joke. This is your fault.
Yeah, people are illogical like that, Kevin.
So just going back to Dream Daddy for a second. It's because we talked about it earlier with Dayton. There was a review someone put where they're like, "This is like I pre-ordered this game, didn't realize it was actually going to be a dating sim for dads. I'm upset." And I'm like, okay. I thought it was going to be a goof. It's like, no.
This is your own fault. You have no one but yourself to blame.
Yeah, you can't complain because the thing you pre-ordered is the thing you got.
Yeah. But here's the thing I think that this bar actually does, and that is it makes it a lot less easy for casual racism to exist.
It's yeah, you definitely see when someone's like bar goes down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing is, because there's a visual thing, you can be like, "Hey, why didn't you like that?"
Hopefully people really want that bar. I assume everybody wants everyone to like them.
I think the majority of human beings,
yeah,
would like at least the majority of people they meet to like them.
Yeah, that's true.
If everybody hates you, you'd probably feel like shit.
I think that what it is that if somebody has dislike for you and you decide that's how the way things are, then you'll probably be fine with them being like, yeah, dislike. You'd,
yeah,
be like, "All right, fine. Your bar's all the way empty. That's cool. I don't care. I mean, my bar's all the way empty for you as well."
Yep.
No, it's not halfway full. Damn it, I still want you to like me.
See, I think
it's a secret need.
I think it's different personalities, right?
Okay.
Like, there are lots of people who are by no means bad people.
Yeah.
But I do not particularly enjoy their company.
No, exactly, yeah.
Right? So, and because it's been around forever, you're just going to know who really likes you and who doesn't.
Yeah.
And
I don't think having a full bar is by any means supposed to be the norm.
No.
Like, that
no,
is...
No, people are on different spectrums. Yeah,
that is like... You are best friends, and you are like the closest of people,
that,
and you get
that
along.
That is, you are with your soulmate, and you are boning right now.
Yeah.
That's the full bar.
Hey, Jeremy, we'll talk about sex.
Okay.
But right now, let's talk about conversation. Let's talk about talking.
We'll talk about talking.
Talk about talking. So, could you go up to someone, and you're like, "Hey, how you doing?" Nothing changes. And then you're like, "Hey, you want to go to Boston Pizza?" And it skyrockets down. I mean, I think it's like... It goes down quite a bit. Like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You don't like Boston Pizza, do you?
No, okay. I don't.
All right.
Their menu is mediocre, and they keep on trying to sell me things that already exist as new things.
They have a very large...
Have you seen that commercial? This is a real gripe I have, Kevin.
Oh, their pizza thing?
Their pizza commercial? Right. That just looks like a Famoso pizza. Yeah. They're like, "Yeah, arugula." I'm like, "Yeah, that plan has existed for at least 100 years.
But not at Boston Pizza." Boston Pizza has the idea of just having a menu that is so large that you can't help but find something to eat there.
Then how come every single time I look at it, I go, "There are not enough vegetables on here"?
Well, that's good. Well, that's because you went to Boston Pizza for vegetables.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, not the right choice.
Here's the thing. This is why I dislike Boston Pizza.
All right.
Boston Pizza is in almost every town or city in Western Canada.
Yeah.
Almost every single one.
Yeah.
Their food is never bad. Their food is never great.
So you're not...
Boston Pizza is a symbol of mediocrity.
So you're not mad at them. You're just disappointed.
I'm so disappointed in Boston Pizza.
Because the other thing, Boston Pizza is always like my go-to when it's like, where are we going to go? Because for that exact reason.
No, I hate it.
It's like, hey...
I want interesting food. Boston Pizza, if I go to Boston Pizza, anything I choose is basically being like, "I guess I'll have this great plate of gruel."
They have a calzone with a burger in it.
I don't care. That calzone with the burger in it is not going to be great. It's not going to be bad. It's going to be right down the middle.
Hey, sometimes that's all you want. Sometimes you just want something that's right down the middle. You want something that will deliver food to you.
No.
That is still a restaurant. It's on pizza.
This is the spectrum of food that I want, Kevin.
All right.
Food that I'm like, this is really great and enjoyable.
Yeah.
Or unique. And the other side of the spectrum I want is like, this food is not for me. Or this food is disgusting. Or I'm about to throw up. Those are the two
you
things I want.
You can handle the middle of the road.
I don't want the middle of the road. I can handle it. I can eat there. I just don't want it.
It's like drinking air.
Here's the thing. If I get a bad meal, if I go to a place, Kevin, yeah. and I order pad thai, and they don't give me a pad thai sauce, they just cover it in ketchup, that's a story.
I like the idea that you're at a Boston Pizza, and you are just fuming, and then...
I'm not fuming. No, I'm not fuming. You know what I am?
Jeremy,
you know what I am,
sulking.
Kevin?
You're sulking.
I'm
fine.
Not. I'm bored.
All right. You're at a Boston Pizza. You have some sort of negative mood on your face. The waiter comes up and is like, sir, is there something wrong? Something I can help you with? And you're just like, no, everything is fine.
Yeah, I would be infuriating for a waiter.
And that's the problem.
Could
you, like, spit on my food or something? Or make it really... You have two options. Spit in my food, make it really good.
Now, here's the thing. Spitting doesn't work. Because I don't know what the spit is. And I don't know if you've done it. I'm not going to watch you spit it. If I watch you spit, I'm not going to eat that. And I'll ask for a different thing on the
menu. I either want you to make me a burger and somehow the meat gets substituted for something crazy... Or make something really good. You have two options.
I mean, the first option could be really good.
Don't you dare bring me back what I would expect.
What if, Kevin, I said that and they brought me a burger, but instead of a patty, there was deep fried mac cheese. I would be into that, but it's also crazy.
I saw that on a Carnival Eats show on the Food Network.
Oh, yeah.
and then your dislike bar would just like go... You just get minus... No, it wouldn't. Because you're just like... No, your dislike bar is all the way down. But it's because it's just middle of the road.
Yeah.
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 I like the idea.
Take a risk, Boston Pizza.
I like the one thing about this is that it becomes very, very easy to figure out what people like. But because they're human beings and not, you know, machines. Because in a dating sim or in any sort of like video game, you could essentially be like, all right... Here we go. I will give you a pie. Oh, no, you don't like pie. Oh, I'll give you a cake. Oh, you love cake. Here's a cake. Here's so much cake. Here's so much fucking cake. Eat all the cake. And you shove it down the throat, and they're like, I love you. In real life, you just start throwing cake at a person.
If you keep giving cakes to a person, eventually they're going to be like, you trying to make me fat?
Well, and also...
This is not healthy. Also, I'm sick of cakes.
Yeah, it'll be like, oh, minus, because you keep giving them cake.
Yeah.
Like, you can't... Or it's the thing where it's like, oh, this person likes sports, so I have to talk about sports with them all the time. Always talk about sports. And, you know, for some people, they'll like that. They want to talk about one thing over and over
again. Some people,
again.
That's their passion.
But you do have to keep changing the conversation. Like, you can't just be like, so...
How about that local sports team?
How about them sports that are out there?
How about them sports guys?
What are you thinking about sports?
Sports.
I need you to leave. I have other interests. I like hiking.
You can't have other interests. I view everyone as a single genre of person. You are a sports guy.
Look, this is this dating sim. There's sports. There's school.
There's clumsy.
There's rich.
Yep.
There's hot.
Yep.
Sometimes the rich and the hot one are the same one.
Yep.
And there's the best friend.
Yep.
That's all the people are.
That's all the people are in dating sims. Or they're a dad, apparently.
I mean, no. The dads have tropes, though. And they're sporty.
Yeah. No, there's a goth one, I think.
No, there's the goth. Yeah, they're sporty,
I haven't played, but...
I think there's sporty,
I don't like... So many people got excited
cool.
for that. I had no idea... that this game was even coming out. And then people got super hyped for it. And I was like, wait, do people have secret dad kinks?
The only reason... you like them dads.
And then I was like, oh my God, dad bod. There was evidence.
The only reason that I knew about it so much is because of the reaction, of like the fervor around it.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't buy it. I'm not gonna play it. I don't have interest in making dads date each other, but good for people who do.
My girlfriend was like, I don't have a Steam account. Can I play that game on your Steam account? And I was like, sure, I don't care.
Sure, you can make dads date each other.
You can make dads kiss. You want me to grab two Barbies for you too? if you ever listen to this.
And now kiss.
If you ever listen to this, I actually don't care. That was just a goof.
Good save.
Yeah.
Good save. Good save.
Although, I do want to see like a full-grown man playing that game with two Ken dolls just being like, now kiss.
Now smush, kiss. Smush. Kiss each other.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what dating sims are.
Yeah.
I mean.
Dating sims are two dolls pressing their mouths together, except you're a doll.
The interesting thing is that a lot of the dating sims I see, usually the character you play is so supposed to be so, like, broad and...
Oh, yeah. They're everyman.
Yeah. It seems like... I guess there is the crate. We should start talking about Dream Daddy. We just start talking about actual... Does it have a bar? I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't played it.
Hey, Dream Daddy has a bar. Let us know.
Enough one for drinking. Don't make that joke.
Oh. Ha.
Ha ha.
All right. So you're at the bar and you're flirting up some young thing.
Some hot young thing.
Some hot young thing.
Yeah.
And you're like, excuse me, sir or madam.
Hello.
Hello. And then it just goes down and you're like, goodbye.
Yeah. I mean, it's a very clear indicator of when somebody doesn't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
It also means that, like, people would have to understand. You couldn't have situations like catcalling.
Yeah.
Where there's like a bunch of construction workers, because that's a stereotype.
Yeah.
Yelling at a woman.
Yeah.
Right? They all see that bar just going down. And they'll be like, hey, baby, what's wrong? No, it just keeps going.
Why is that bar going down? Wait, is this not something you enjoy?
Oh.
Hold on. Is this something you don't enjoy?
What?
Hold on. Hang on. We need to talk about this seriously.
A weird social thing we need to discuss.
Do you not enjoy what we're doing right now? Oh, no.
Oh, I made that person's day worse.
Now, unfortunately, that may not be the reaction.
No.
Because as that one's going down, maybe their friends' ones are going up. And they're like, that's all I care about.
Yeah, but probably at least one of their friends' bar is going down.
Just going down. I like the idea that I think they're like, yeah, now their bars are going up. Now I can sleep with them. I want a construction worker dating sim where you have to catcall women to seduce the construction workers that you're working with.
Can you just get? How about instead of catcalling women, you catcall anything that moves?
Okay, no, that's one of the moves you can do. That you get that like maybe one of the people that you're dating in the discussion really, really is turned on by devaluing humans on the street.
Wow, don't date that one.
Hey, but you want to get that 100% completion rating?
Gotta get that platinum.
Gotta date that one. In Hannibal Boyfriend, there's one who is 100% a serial killer. Like, you're like, that person's gonna murder. One of them is a fallen angel from heaven.
But it's a pigeon.
Also a pigeon. Whenever I say any of this stuff, just append to the end of it, also a pigeon. Also a pigeon. Oh, wait, there's one that's a pigeon and is also a pigeon.
Oh, great. There's one that's just like...
I mean, essentially, you can play the game, and every time you meet a character, you get a pretty anime boy, like, drawing of them as a human being.
Yeah.
Except for one of them.
It's just a pigeon. Who's
still a pigeon. So, yes, that is a pigeon who is also a pigeon.
Just date that one every time.
No. I'm not into fake pigeons. I want real pigeons.
Legit pigeon.
Legit. I want full
I'm
legit
too legit
pigeons.
To quit on these pigeons.
I want these pigeons all around me.
Don't
all
anthropomorphize right. So in the construction worker, my pigeon.
In the construction worker dating sim, one of them is a pigeon.
No.
Yeah.
No. One of them is a bulldozer. We talked about this before.
Okay. One of them is a bulldozer.
Yeah.
So you got the terrible one who likes catcalling.
Yeah.
You have, I guess, the foreman.
Yeah.
You have a bulldozer.
You got a bulldozer.
You got the sporty one.
Yes. You got the sporty one.
You got your best friend.
You got the pretty boy.
You got the pretty boy.
Yeah.
He's just always shirtless and like super ripped.
And sparkles.
And sparkles and always uses the jackhammer. And
it's suspenders.
It sounds kind of oiled.
Yeah.
Like constantly oiled.
Well, his sweat is oil.
He sweats oil.
Yeah.
So does the bulldozer, but but so does he.
Maybe you play a bulldozer.
So you're a bulldozer.
You're the bulldozer, and you're trying to seduce
construction workers
to get them to ride you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's innuendo, right?
Yeah. I'd be down. Okay, so it's a dating sim where you play a bulldozer.
Okay, instead of pitching a dating sim, how does this change the world?
I don't know. I just like this dating sim.
You telling me you're a fan of this genre?
I'm a fan of a bulldozer trying to seduce human men.
Yeah, okay. Hey, could be women.
I like when it's just a bunch of male construction workers and a bulldozer trying to seduce them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe the bulldozer doesn't see sex.
I mean, the bulldozer does not have a gender. Yeah. It is a bulldozer.
It's a bulldozer.
It is.
Well, no, Kevin. It the is bulldozer is you.
All along. Okay, so you are a man and woman who died at a construction site, and your spirit is now inhabiting this bulldozer.
Yeah.
And as a ghost bulldozer, you want to seduce one of these construction workers.
I mean, yeah, you got to get contact somehow.
So that your spirit may be released into the world.
No, you haven't died. You've been cursed.
To be a bulldozer.
Until someone loves you for real. This is a Beauty and the Beast situation.
So this is like, you know, old witch.
Yeah.
Is like...
Or young witch.
A young
or
witch.
A warlock.
Or a warlock. Some sort of temporal beast from across the plains of existence.
A freak beast.
A freak beast.
Yeah.
A freak beast is like, you shall be a bulldozer until you know love. And if you do not find love in 72 hours, you will be a bulldozer forever.
72 hours? That is a small time frame.
How long did Beauty and the Beast last go for?
Well,
how long did she was in the castle for?
Well, not that long, but that rose was there way before that.
I wasn't going straight Beauty and the Beast. I was giving you a time, maybe a week.
A week for love?
Yeah.
Kevin.
It is a dating sim, Jeremy.
Kevin, I would do anything
you
for
have,
love.
You have a work week.
But I can't... I guess that makes sense because you're in a construction
you're
site.
You're a construction site.
Well, except construction site work weeks can be different.
I know. You have a work week. Work is going to end.
Everybody's
on this...
working for
okay, fine.
The weekend.
So you're seducing these construction workers goes along as they're building this skyscraper.
Yeah. So okay, you have until the end of the
skyscraper.
Yeah,
you have until the skyscraper is done.
Yeah.
Or else you'll be trapped as a...
Trapped as a bulldozer
what
forever.
What did this person... So it was a construction worker who, I guess, was catcalling people and then was cursed to being a bulldozer and must find true love.
Exactly.
To be one with themselves.
Yeah. To go back to their human form.
So
they catcalled the witch.
Yes, they catcalled the witch, warlock, freak beast.
Freak beast.
Temporal monster from across the plains of existence.
Yeah.
And
the dark wizard Trump.
And are turned into... And are turned into a bulldozer. And given that they must find true love with the construction workers. With one of the construction
workers.
Hold
on for a second. Yeah. Just put that on aside for a second. Yeah. How do you think Trump would react if he got catcalled? I think he'd be into it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he would be.
I mean, he'd be like, yeah, I'm great. Perfect. I don't think it would matter if it was a man or a woman.
I think it would escalate.
Yeah.
I think as you were doing, like, oh, no, I need to stop now. I mean, I think it depends on also how graphic you are.
That's true. That's true with most things.
Yeah.
Okay, sidebar over, continue.
Okay. And so you have to seduce these construction workers, one of them. You have to find true love with one of them. And then before the skyscraper is complete.
Yeah.
And you got a whole collection of construction workers.
Yep.
You have sporty one.
Yep.
You have the foreman.
Yep.
You have the pretty one who's just always shirtless and sweats oil.
Yeah.
You have
the electrician.
You have the electrician.
It's the nerdy one.
Yeah. That would be the nerdy one. Yeah. You kind of have like the bad boy.
Yep.
Of the construction yard.
He wears, instead of like a ripped vest, he wears no shirt and with the construction vest over top of it.
Yeah. And he doesn't wear harnesses.
No.
He can die in some playthroughs.
Oh,
be careful.
Welder. He's the welder.
He's the welder.
He's the welder. Yeah.
And
oh my god, this is such a small crew for a skyscraper. It's going to take forever.
I mean, there's other people.
That's true.
But like, those are the ones that you focus on.
Yeah.
There's always that thing with like, there's always the other girls around. There's only a few ones you can romance.
Yeah. There's always the NPCs that are wearing hats so that the person doesn't have to draw
Jeremy,
eyes.
That's also very important. There is another bulldozer.
Oh no.
Which is another person.
Oh no, it's a competition now.
No. You can fall in love with that bulldozer.
Oh.
It is a secret ending.
Secret ending.
But in one of the screens, you can start romancing a bulldozer.
Yeah.
And if you do that, you don't turn back to human. You remain a bulldozer and live with that bulldozer.
Happily ever after.
Yeah.
Yeah. What exactly. A sweet ending.
That's one of the endings.
That's one of the endings.
I like this game. Do we talk about our topic?
Well, we talked about the Telltale stuff a lot. Talked about how people would react to bars doing stuff a little bit less. Instead, you just made a dating sim concept.
Jerry, what is the name of this this dating sim? Because I'm going to say Building Love.
I was going to say something yard about love.
Something yard?
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Because it's a construction yard?
Yeah, because it's a construction yard.
Yard love?
Yard love?
That seems very like a dating sim that's in prison.
That's true.
Yeah, yard love seems like... Or...
No, that's jailbird love.
That's jailbird love.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with building love.
What about...
Constructing love?
Girders of steel.
I like it.
Just reach deep into the back part of your brain where bad romance novel titles lay and just pull it forward.
Powerful arms and girders of steel.
Girders of steel. Could also be an action game.
I mean, there's some action.
They've stolen your love. Now what do?
You're a bulldozer.
Time to get them back with your girders of steel.
Any game that lets me play a bulldozer, that's a play person.
I think also,
yeah,
you can choose different construction equipment to be. At the beginning of the game. So you could be a bulldozer, and it gives you like extra strength stats.
I think when you finish like each playthrough game, you unlock other equipment that you are.
Yeah, you can be the crane. You can
be a crane, yeah. Which means that you're able to like get reach really high.
Yeah.
And I think that unlocks more dialogue options because you're able to talk to people in places you normally couldn't talk to.
Yeah, when you're the bulldozer, you're going to talk to people when they're on the ground.
No, yeah, exactly. I don't know other construction equipment. Is it just like, I want it to be just big machinery though.
Yeah, you can't be a jackhammer.
No, I don't want it to be, you're not a jackhammer.
No.
Yeah, can you talk to the other equipment or is it just the bulldozer? Also, do the people hear the bulldozer talking to them or are you sort of manipulating them through some sort of... I think you can project an image of yourself.
I don't think you can.
So you're just a bulldozer.
You're a bulldozer.
That talks to people. And they're cool with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, whatever.
And there's another bulldozer that does that too.
That would lead you to the secret ending. Like, oh, this isn't the first time this has happened either. And you're like, maybe that other bulldozer. Maybe I can be
the only one who can truly understand me.
That other bulldozer.
That other bulldozer. That other genderless bulldozer.
Yeah. Wonderful. And also when you talk to people, like, hearts pop up and frowny faces.
Well, there's the bar.
There's the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
The pretty boy's doing chin-ups on it.
This metaphysical space bar. I gotta make sure that my dilts are super sweet.
Shouldn't you be building a building right now?
I'm building myself to be strong. I like your bulldozer. You know me.
If you like that episode,
should go
to Apple Podcasts. Give us a rating and review.
A subscription would be very helpful.
Yeah, that's how our podcast grows, and also how we get feedback on what people like.
Yeah. Do you like our construction?
Do you like it when we pitch dating sims?
Do you like it when we don't talk about the topic and instead talk about our own stuff? Because we do that.
Sometimes.
We do that sometimes.
If you have problems, you can tweet at us or suggestions for topics.
Yeah, yeah.
You can tweet at us at Third Space Cast.
You tweet at us individually. I'm at Strawman K. Weir.
I'm at Mighty Thews.
You'll send us an email at thirdspacepodcast@gmail.com.
You can check out our website at thirdspacepodcast.com.
And the theme song for the Third Space is Balrog Boogie by Diablo Swing Orchestra.
Join us next week on the Third Space when we each eat 4-foot-long hot dogs.
Wait, is this like a 4-foot-long hot dog or 4-foot-long hot dogs?
I guess we'll have to tune in next week to find out. Until then, you're a cool person who lives in a cool place.